The more work that you do, the better off you will be at going to sleep, because now your brain doesn't release that cortisol. It says, okay, I got a lot done today. I feel good about this. And so it's okay. There may be a part of your brain that says it's not enough, but that part of your brain is independent from the part of your brain that keeps track that you've done something. And once again, what is the biological purpose for sleep? It is to help us rest and recover from work. So if you do some amount of work during the day, it will help you sleep at night. Now, some people may say, but Dr. K, even if I do some work, like let's say I take out the trash and I do this or that, that doesn't really solve my problems. And this is the beautiful thing. The architecture that helps you sleep does not relate to actually solving your problems. It can involve even doing things that are completely meaningless as long as they involve some kind of work. So if we look at the human brain, what we find is that taking meaningless action is sufficient at reducing our cortisol level.